Ukraine gets what it wants. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
President Biden says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin recommended the step to enhance Ukraine's ability to defend its territory from Russian aggression.
That's what this is about, helping Ukraine defend and protect Ukrainian land. It is not an offensive threat to Russia.
He says if Russian troops pulled out of Ukraine, the war would end. Germany is also sending tanks and allowing other allies to send their German-made tanks. The U.S. tanks are described as complex, with more training and maintenance needed. President Biden says training will begin as soon as possible and will happen outside Ukraine. Russia accuses the West of escalating the conflict and not being interested in a diplomatic solution. A Virginia teacher shot by a first-grade student is suing the school district in Newport News.
Abby's Werner's attorney, Diane Toscano, says her client is recovering and gaining strength after being shot on January 6th by a six-year-old student in her Richneck Elementary classroom. Toscano says prior to the shooting, school administrators were told multiple times that the boy had a gun at school.
The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of a gun, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets."
The school has been closed since the shooting, and students will return to class on Monday.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The school superintendent has said no weapon was found during a backpack search. The boy's family has said he has an acute disability and had been under a care plan. Prosecutors in Northern California say seven murder charges are expected against a farm worker accused of back-to-back shootings at two mushroom farms, including one where he had previously worked. The 66-year-old due in court this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The U.S. Treasury takes more steps to avoid default.
In a letter to leaders in Congress, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's suspending the reinvestment of some federal bonds in a government workers' savings plan to allow President Joe Biden and lawmakers more time to decide on raising the debt limit. This is the latest of what Yellen calls, quote, extraordinary measures taken after the United States hit its borrowing limit last week. Yellen has taken similar steps in recent days and says the programs will be refunded once the debt limit is increased or suspended. The White House has called for the debt limit to be raised, while House Republicans are calling for spending cuts. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Pope Francis says homosexuality is not a crime, though he still calls it a sin, while criticizing laws around the world that criminalize it. The Pope telling the Associated Press Catholic bishops who support those laws should welcome LGBTQ people into the church. Some of the NFL's biggest stars and brightest coaches in the running for top honors.
One NFL player may win both Associated Press Most Valuable Player and Offensive Player of the Year awards. Five finalists named for MVP: Bills quarterback Josh Allen, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Hurts, Jefferson, and Mahomes, the three finalists for Offensive Player of the Year. On the defensive side, it's between Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, and Micah Parsons.
Fox's Jared Max. Coach of the Year finalists include the Giants' Brian Daboll, the Jaguars' Doug Peterson, and Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers. Stocks are lower after some mixed earnings reports and forecasts, including a worse-than-expected outlook from Microsoft, pointing in part to possible slower growth in its cloud business. Right now, the Dow is down 177 points, but that's off session lows. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.